Judge Fonzo and Molly, two guys, one gal, talking some shit.
We are minus one guy, so it'll be just Judge and I talking some shit.
Your decibel levels are going to be a little lower on today's recording.
There will be no yelling. Fonzo's under the weather. Get better soon, buddy.
Yes, get better.
Even though you're just downstairs.
Yeah.
Get better, buddy.
All right, let's get going here. Start off with a quick shout out. Happy birthday, Lissa.
Happy birthday, Lissa.
Happy birthday, Lissa.
See you in a little later today.
Over some oysters.
Oysters,
huh? Oysters.
Yeah. All right, here are five useless facts that no one really needs to know, but here they are.
I like knowing them.
It is estimated that Americans eat 50 billion hamburgers each year.
That's a lot of dead cows. Yes, I would have said more like 50 million, but geez, well, no,
50 billion.
Billion, Jesus, that's insane.
So we wonder why America's unhealthy because they're eating 50 billion hamburgers every year.
I love hamburgers, so.
And why cattle yards are a primary cause of carbon emission.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they fart?
Yep. It's the gas.
I could do a fun fact about how you have to, if you farted for 6 years and 8 months, you'd produce enough energy, same amount of energy as an atomic bomb.
What?
What are you reading?
Where did you read that?
Where is this person eating? Brought to you by Chipotle.
All right. Here's worthless fact number two. If added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissing.
Word.
Nice.
Now, is that pecs or deep French kiss?
Make,
is, both? Is this full make-out sesh or just a little peck on the...
I don't know. It'd probably be... it's probably talking about, like, making out.
Dude, of their lifetime? Like, come on. I kiss my dogs, like, 4 minutes a day.
That's true. We both do.
Lifetime? 2 weeks? That seems a little...
What?
A little light?
A little light?
A little light.
Yeah.
Who are these ugly people that aren't kissing?
It's like, well, because the people who are married for 50 years, do they kiss more than the people who don't marry?
I get 3 kisses before work and before bed every day. That's 2 weeks right there.
From your dog or your wife?
We do.
Little column A, little column B.
Little column A, little column B. That's funny.
One is better than the other.
All right.
Careful. Which one?
I don't see you with a 6-inch tongue. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Let's put that 6-inch tongue away.
Oh, my God.
The only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is?
The cat.
The cat.
Probably because they weren't domesticated at that time.
Because they're fucking Satan.
Yeah. They probably weren't.
Of course, Satan is mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
There's got to be a tie-in to the Egyptian importance.
Yeah.
They're probably like, the Egyptians already got the cat. We'll fucking take the snake.
That might be it, though, because don't the Egyptians refer to them as a god?
It's a god.
It's a god. So they probably didn't mention it in the Bible specifically because of the god.
Yeah.
It was almost being... like recognizing another god, which is against the commandments.
Worthless fact number four. Riding a roller coaster can help you pass a small kidney stone faster.
Hmm.
Is that why everybody's screaming?
It's coming out!
Oh my God. That was a good one, Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I've never had a kidney stone, so I don't.
I've never had one either. I've just heard that they're...
The most modern treatment, and this would make sense for a roller coaster, is they put you on a resonance table. Rather than just being like, yeah, it's going to fucking suck, but you're going to have to just wait and pass it.
Yeah.
They can put you on a resonance table that, just like the bridges,
yeah,
delivers a resonance frequency that breaks up and dissolves it. And then you pass the
smaller particles.
The debris.
I feel like it'd be more painful for men, though, too, of the way that... You're passing it through.
You still have a fucking, like, urethra. Like, it's still just going through a really narrow pee hole. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
It's not like you're just like...
Just because you can't aim.
Yeah. Take that, recumbent urinators.
Well, didn't, like, Jim Jeffries talked about it on... I forget which late night he was on, but he said, like, when it was coming through, he could see it coming through, like... Yeah.
You know, I heard drinking energy drinks too much can cause kidney stones.
I would imagine it causes all types of bad shit.
Well, yeah.
I don't drink energy drinks.
Fucking renal failure.
Well, have you ever read the ingredients in an energy drink?
Yeah, and it's like 4,000 times your daily recommended value. B6 is the only... B6 and B12 are the only... natural elements and minerals with a toxicity level.
Yeah.
And that's why they put 4,000 times your daily recommended value in it, because it causes a rush of natural niacin, which is also in there,
yeah,
in your blood, which is why you can get, like, heats and things like, yeah, that, like the mini sweats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the only natural mineral with a toxicity level.
I used to drink Amps. It was, like, the Mountain Dew brand. Now, I think they were called Kickstarts now. And they have a purple one that tasted like purple soda, but I haven't had one of those in, like, years.
Red Bull gives you wings.
I don't like Red
Bull. Gives you diabetes. Yeah.
I don't like Red Bull.
Because then if you read the sugar-free ones, they're even worse. Yeah. The chemicals in those.
Oh, yeah.
But I was drinking NOS.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave it up for Lent this year. I said, I'm not going to drink any NOS. Because, like, in the morning when you're dragging, you're just like, I'll just drink a NOS. And you're like, yeah. But then when you come down off that rush, you're just like,
duh. Do you drink coffee?
No.
You don't drink coffee? I always make coffee in the morning.
Dude, when we were doing my building automation system integration, yeah, it was like a 3-month project.
Yeah.
One of my buddies, who's an amazing tech and a really great integration specialist, every morning in his backpack with his tools had like 3 16-ounce Red Bulls, and I would watch him take them down before 10-11 a.m. and I'm like, he's younger than me, he's a young guy.
Do you think? Yeah. Shout out to Ethan. He's a good guy.
Of course he's a great guy. I'm not trying to sell him out, but I was like, dude, you're gonna fucking kill yourself drinking that shit.
Yeah, but so I gave it up, and then this week I drank a NOS again, and my body just...
Mm-hmm.
It felt weird. Like,
yeah.
I felt bloated. I felt, I was just like, wow.
It's fucking poison.
Yeah.
It's poison.
We think alcohol is bad. We're poisoning ourselves with our energy drinks.
Yeah.
Taking a couple few weeks off and then going to the bowl last night, I was like halfway through my second cocktail and I was like, wait, this song is about me. I just smoked the wrong end of a cigarette.
Oh. That's stupid. Gross.
All right. Last worthless fact. Sweat doesn't smell bad. The combination of water, fat, and salt mixed with bacteria does.
Isn't that what sweat is?
Sweat is just your body releasing
the water.
And toxins.
But yeah, it's when... So that's why people eat like shit,
smell bad.
Then they smell even worse when they start sweating.
Yeah.
It's because you have all that shit in your body and it's being released with your sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat doesn't smell itself. It's the actual person. Because some people can sweat and not like smell, but then the person next to them, they could be doing the exact same workout and like just fucking reek. It just depends on the...
Fucking reek.
That's true.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
And that's our show for today.
Thank you for joining us.
Sweat smells. No, sweat doesn't smell. When you eat like shit, you make your sweat smell. All right, let's get going here. FBI finally, well, following up on the Baltimore Bridge collapse, the FBI opened up a criminal investigation this week into the ship that caused the bridge collapse. Mm-hmm. They did recover the fourth body of the construction worker. He was trapped in his work vehicle.
Oh, my God.
But there's still two missing. But apparently the ship was called the Dally, was having electrical issues while it was docked. And so most likely should have never...
Should not have been released to be out to port or sea.
The FBI boarded the ship this week and don't know... Obviously, it's an ongoing investigation, but we're looking at... the electrical system of the ship and a bunch of, I guess, ships have like a black box just like airplanes do. And we're looking at that. Like what happened and when and the timeline of events.
Did they even try to fix the electrical issues that they had set up? Or has that even been released?
Hasn't been released yet, but that's my thing is like... After the bridge collapse, like Biden coming out and saying, oh, we're going to pay, the federal government will pay to rebuild the bridge, is like, we shouldn't have to pay to rebuild that bridge.
No.
The billion-dollar shipping company, Maersk, who owns the Dolly, should have to pay.
Well, that's probably, fix the bridge. That might be why the FBI opened the investigation, too, is because in the end, with this investigation, our government won't be paying for it, and they will go after the shipping company. So that's probably why they opened this investigation. But also, I mean, the families involved in everything and the loss of lives, like, this is something that needs to be done, too, for them, because
they should be
compensated immensely. I mean, nothing's going to bring anyone back, which sucks, but that needs to be done.
Yeah, the shipping company should have to pay.
Yeah.
For the bridge, for the victims, and especially if it could have been prevented.
Right.
And like the ship should have never left port until it was seaworthy. What do they call it? Sea ready? Seaworthy?
Seaworthy is, I think, word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's a dictionary when you need it? Yeah.
This sounds an awful lot like the plane issues that have been going on.
Yeah.
Where they're like Boeing should be held accountable.
Yeah.
But luckily in those issues, no one has lost their lives yet.
Like, the whistleblower.
Yes, but they said...
But none of the passengers that were aboard the planes during the flights, yes.
Have lost their lives and a plane hasn't...
Luckily
a plane has not crashed yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what that investigation concludes, but
this will be an ongoing story for us in the weeks coming.
Details emerge. I don't know how long the investigation will take. What is going to conclude? And I obviously don't know.
I'd say months, maybe even.
Because that company, Maersk, is based out of Finland or Denmark or somewhere over in Europe. Or can we even sue them?
I think we can.
You have to go to international court?
You might have to go through the United Nations. Is that like a thing? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
Definitely a thing.
But
a lawyer when you need them?
No, I'm talking about like within the court, like within the United Nations. But you would think someplace like Finland, like that's in the UA, would have stricter guidelines and wouldn't have had these issues. I don't know. Because I don't know. That's just my thought.
We'll see where it leads to. Another story we talked about last week was in Tennessee how they passed a bill. Well, it hasn't been made law yet.
It's still not technically passed, yeah.
The Senate passed a bill or law or where teachers could start carrying concealed weapons in the classroom. Well, this week a teacher, where's the story?
Nashville teacher. Preschool teacher.
Preschool teacher was taken in custody Thursday after she reportedly made threats against another teacher and the school following an argument. According to Davidson County affidavit, officers from the Rapid School Safety Team were dispatched to the Academy of McCrory Lane on Newsom Station Road around 11 a.m. on Thursday, April 18th. Authorities had received a call about a teacher at the preschool, later identified as 29-year-old Shanika Cowart, who was reportedly threatening to pull a firearm on another teacher and students.
Preschool.
So the school went into lockdown, and they followed the protocol of the school was to get children into the closet.
Yeah.
And when officers entered, this woman had put her students into the closet, and then she came out and they arrested her.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she threw another teacher over her saying she was going to start shooting people in the kneecap.
Yeah.
And they did find a concealed pistol in her handbag.
In the school, on loaded. School property? Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
That's a crime in itself. Like, not... Oh, fuck.
They didn't say what kind of gun it is. The picture looks like it's just a, like...
9mm.
That's a 9mm?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, a couple of things. One, it hasn't gone into law that teachers can carry concealed weapons.
And most of the laws in states right now, even if it's in her car on school grounds, she can get arrested for that. Because I've seen video. There was a student that was doing the same thing that was arrested. The gun was in his car, and he was like, I'm just making a joke. And with the gun being in his car is actually an arrestable offense.
Dude, the thought of these...
Preschool!
The thought of preschoolers being shuffled into a closet and, like...
The trauma.
Coming to school as a preschooler and having to go through training, essentially, of this is what happens, this is what we have to do when a gunman comes in, and then, like, telling preschoolers and shuffling them into a closet to be like, everyone hide.
This be quiet. Serious. You have to be quiet.
That is so fucked up.
Well...
So that's fucked up, one. Two, this is why the law we talked about is a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea.
So the gun wasn't even on her person. It was in her handbag hanging from a hook in the classroom. What happens if a kid gets adventurous, gets curious, and starts digging through her handbag and finds the gun?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another incident, like the two kids where one kid actually shot his buddy because they were playing around with a gun.
That was a 5-year-old a couple weeks ago that we were talked about? Yeah.
Yeah, because just adding a gun into a school environment is a bad idea.
What the schools need to do is up their resources to having actual police officers on site, like an actual armed officer, which a lot of schools do, but if they're that concerned about it, like with Uvalde, like the police took 15 minutes to get there and then still like just sat out the doors for not going in when they should have been going in like a SWAT team. But they need to have someone on site at all times that is an armed person. And like, that's a police officer, a legitimate police officer working at that school.
Teachers aren't trained with
a
weapon.
They're not, and they shouldn't be.
Dude, you know what's wild? And I know that it's fucking rifle high school, but when I was a freshman, being it's a very rural high school, whatever.
People had shotguns on the back of theirs.
As long as it was visible, it was fine. So pulling in, when you're driving in to go to school, there's like this stretch with speed bumps on it before going to the different parking lots, because there's a senior parking lot, a sophomore parking lot, whatever.
Where'd Bober park?
Right here, baby. No. As long as it was visible.
Go on.
No. As long as it was visible, it was legal. So all of my redneck buddies in that back window of their single cab pickups of their F-150s had gun racks.
Yeah.
And their rifles were there, their shotgun was there. Like, but as long as it was visible, that's the legality of it.
Yeah.
But again, we're talking fucking small town.
Small town rural Colorado where...
Mm-hmm.
on your weekend, you go hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During your lunch break.
During your lunch break. I got an hour. Let's go find me a deer.
Still pheasant season.
Yeah.
Yep. That's disgusting.
What, Bulbert parking on Thomas's face?
Yeah. It was. She'd been jogging. It was bad.
So she eats like shit. Her sweat smelled bad.
They ate at Subway for lunch.
Every day. The shiniest meat in all of
all the lands.
Brought to you by Subway.
Back on track.
After Jared, Subway.
Jared sat on your face too?
No, he made me shower in front of him. It was fucked up.
But once he turned 18, he didn't have him anymore.
Once he turned 18, he wasn't interested anymore.
He's at that fucking Supermax right down the road.
Man. I know, he's out there off of...
Diddling.
Off of 285.
Is it the Canyon City one?
No, he's out in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Lakewood?
Jared's in Lakewood, yeah.
The one right next to that Alaskan restaurant that I always talk about.
There's a Supermax out there?
It's not a Supermax, but it's a federal penitentiary.
It's a Max, not a Supermax. You're right.
Well, Jared's not really a flight risk.
Yeah.
Because he would start running and they'd just walk and catch up to him.
Yeah.
Definitely a fuck risk. He's getting passed around there, man.
Oh, his assholes. He's shitting pancakes.
Shitting pancakes.
No crescents there. Oh my God. Okay. Let's get back on track.
Moving on. So, guns in school are bad ideas.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo. Because in Maryland, you had a Maryland teen allegedly plotted school shootings in a 129-page manifesto with transgender main character.
Hmm.
I agree with Molly. I don't think that needed to be part of the headline.
The fact that... So...
The person is transgender. It's just a sick person. It doesn't matter,
A Maryland teenager was arrested after law enforcement officials uncovered a plot to commit school shootings, officials said Friday. Andrea Yee, 18, of Rockville, who goes by Alex, allegedly wrote a 129-page manifesto detailing the strategy to commit a mass shooting at Thomas Wooten High School in Montgomery County. Yee was arrested on Wednesday.
Well, and they're 18, too, so...
Yep.
129 pages is... an insane amount of...
What's the title of the charges? Is it,
terroristic threats. Things like that.
Intent?
Yeah. Intent. Yeah.
See...
But...
Mental, it would be... So, writing down something and doing something, there's a difference.
That's why I was asking.
But they've talked about is they've talked about it to other people as a plan. It's not just writing something down as a story. They've talked about it, I think, was what I've been saying, is that they've had them on their radar. They've had him on their radar. Where the police have been knowing about it because of comments they've made, things that they've written down. I don't know if they knew about the manifesto before or after the arrest, but it's terroristic threats shooting up a school.
So, intent to commit a terrorist act?
Yeah.
So, they were tipped off by a individual who said shared his... Their story out of a psychiatric facility in Baltimore County in March.
And search history included San Diego and Parkland.
Yeah. They go by he now, Alex. So we can say he.
He wanted to be the next famous school shooter.
Yeah. And you have those laws too, where doctor-patient confidentiality, but unless they're endangering themselves or the safety of others, And so obviously, like, this psychiatrist that they were seeing, or he was seeing, found that they were a danger to society because of this manifesto. It's scary.
So, yeah, it's...
But the glorification...
Yeah.
That the motive was...
Well, today is the 25-year anniversary of Columbine, yep. Actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of school shootings, it's a 25-year anniversary of Columbine. And there was a girl, I want to say, what was that, like 5 years ago, where she was like a psycho and she came to Colorado and said she was going to redo it again. She was...
Yeah, Columbine went on lockdown and the FBI, they found her in the mountains.
Mountains somewhere. She was like some hippy-dippy or whatever.
Yeah, she drove from San Francisco or somewhere.
Like this glorification of the violence. Yes, I watch like my murder shows or whatever, but these people putting these evils... on pedestals and wanting to be like them, thinking that, like, Charles Manson, John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, there's nothing to glorify about them. They were horrible people.
So where does the fascination come from?
There's a fascination in serial killers. I get that. I mean, I'm reading, like, my book right now, I'm reading In Cold Blood, and it's about the...
Truman Capote.
And it's about...
What color was his wallet?
I don't know.
White.
Okay.
God damn it.
Okay. I don't know that. One of my favorite books is In Cold Blood, and it's based on four family members were murdered with a shotgun straight to the head. It's a great book, and there's a fascination with that, but you don't put those two guys who did it, there's nothing to glorify them about. Like, they were horrible people. They went in there they thought that they were going to get $30,000 in cash back in 1959. Inflation calculator, what $30,000 in 1959 today was, they end up getting less than $50.
From the family?
From the family, because the guy was, the Herb Clutter was known to never have cash. He always wrote checks. And they thought he had a safe of $30,000 from one of the guys that they were in prison with in Kansas, had tipped him off that this guy at the farm had like a safe in it and it had 30 grand in it. They killed four people. A husband, wife, 16-year-old daughter, 15-year-old son for less than $50.
Yeah.
Do you guys think...
Inflation calculator today?
I know. Inflation calculator.
It would be $50.
Yeah. Which is actually, they said it's like 300-something today, or I don't know.
Do you guys think the juxtaposition between the, like, how the news media handles shooters is a... problem? Like, I could see both sides where people would argue we want to see this person punished and people want to see what they look like, who they are, and know their history. But there's also the what if school shooters were nameless, faceless, and there wasn't the glorification that's causing imbalanced people to say, I want to be recognized like this person.
Well, that's one of the things.
It's just the news coverage in general, I would say, and the way how quickly we get information.
Especially now.
In today's society is why we see the rise in violence in school shootings and mass shootings.
Do you think that someone like this kid, this 18-year-old Alex... who said, I want to be the next famous shooter, do you think that keeping people with these just unspeakable crimes remaining nameless, faceless?
I don't think they should remain nameless, no. But I agree, maybe you shouldn't plaster their face on all over the newspapers. But I forget who said this, and I don't remember if it's a comic or like an actual news story that I was listening to, but... like back in the day, if you think of like the Golden State Killer, the Zodiac Killer, we need to stop giving them like actual like cool names, like nicknames. Just someone's, I think it was a comic because they need to be named like Little Dick Killer or something like that, because it is a glorification when you give them nicknames like that. Or the original Night Stalker.
So why do you think he shouldn't be nameless?
Well, because of news, you have to name people. You're right.
Then you just call him the Michigan shooter. Like Ethan Crumbly, we all know his name, but what if they just called him the Michigan shooter?
Right.
Yeah.
What if they call Dylan Klebold and whatever, the Columbine shooters?
And it just seems like it happens way too often that
The glorification
and that's it, yeah. And it's always part of a motivation.
Yeah.
Well, and you also have to think a lot of these court cases too stop televising the court cases. Like the Parkland shooter was televised. The guy in Michigan? I don't know if that was it televised. Mm-hmm. The guy who, and this wasn't shooting in particular, but the Wisconsin guy who drove his van through that parade, that was fully televised. But yeah, stop televising the newscasts.
That guy made a fucking ass of himself. That judge was so awesome. Just shutting his bullshit down.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I think.
He represented himself. You don't remember that?
No.
It was ridiculous.
So
he lost. Yeah. In case you're wondering,
judge is like, "Are you sure? This is you can represent yourself, but you can't use that as a grounds for an appeal."
That judge was amazing.
All right.
All right. Time to stop glorifying shooters.
As we're talking about them right now.
This week in Brazil, this is fucked up.
It's your real life Weekend at Bernie's. It's so fucked up.
Weekend at Bernie's plays out at a bank in Brazil where a woman wheeled in her dead uncle.
He had to have been dead for a few hours.
They said a
like
few
not
hours.
Like she dug him up from the grave or something like that.
Like rigor mortis had not set in yet. Yeah. But he was dead.
And the loan
tries to get him to sign a paperwork for a loan for her.
And in American dollars, it was like $3,100. It wasn't like this egregious amount.
Brazilian calculator, what does $3,100 get you in Brazil?
Dude, it's not even like a power of attorney or signing over his will. It's for a fucking loan.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
It was for a loan. And the people were like, he doesn't look well. And she's like, oh, he's just not, he's not feeling well. He's a little ill. And then
he looks pale. Like, oh, he always looks that way.
She's pulling the strings and shit.
And so, like, she goes to put the pen in his hand, and it, like, drops, and then she picks it up with his hand and starts signing it with his hand. And
they're alone!
They called the paramedics.
And the paramedics show up, he's dead.
He's cold.
His body temperature is, like, 50 degrees.
No!
But, yeah, so... Like, it wasn't even like $1 million loan or $500,000. It was $3,100.
You have to pay that shit back. It's not like she was cheating his will or something.
Well, he was signing off on it, so it would have been his debt. And he was dead.
Add some zeros, sister.
Yeah, apparently the loan was already approved. It just needed his signature. And he died. And he's just lit. Oh, he's just, no, come on, Uncle, sign.
I need to buy this Geo Tracker.
But yeah, so.
Real life Weekend at Bernie's in Brazil for $3,000. Inflation tracker says. I mean, what do you get charged with there, like?
Good question.
It's like, I know it's a felony to, like, disturb remains and, or...
Something, like, there's something about, like, disturbing, like, the dead body, like... Yeah.
Well, desecration.
Desecration, that's the word.
I'm not sure putting old Uncle fucking Jose in a wheelchair...
I think...
desecration.
They might consider it just because it's moving it from where the spot that he died, and so without, like, actual proper people being there to do it. So desecration can mean...
I guess definitely also fraud and falsification. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to falsify a legal document.
Yeah.
For money.
Yeah. Fraud, for sure.
Yeah. We'll see what she gets.
I mean, he doesn't care.
he doesn't care anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, if he needs to, was he co-signing? Because she's still responsible for the loan.
I don't know. We don't know the details of the loan.
It's stupid.
But it's really fucked up. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the police, This week, a St. Louis undercover officer was awarded $23.5 million for being attacked by the police. So an undercover police officer was
attacked.
You're
going to start laughing any second now, and I'm going to... And we're not laughing at the attack.
Police.
We're not laughing at the attack.
Read the quotes, bro.
So back in 2017, Luther Hall, St. Louis police officer, present at a street protest where he was working undercover. So they were...
Do we know what the protest was about?
The incident continues after Jason Stockley, a former St. Louis police officer, was acquitted of a fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith. Police expected there could be protests following the acquittal and dispatched 200 officers from a civil disobedience team that weekend in 2017. More than 120 people were arrested, including Mr. Hall and his colleague, Luis Nayez, a white officer also embedded undercover with the marchers.
Did he not get...
He was white. He didn't get beaten.
There we go. Important fact.
Mr. Nias told investigators that his arrest was routine, but said police clad in rag gear beat the fuck out of Mr. Hall like Rodney King.
Jesus.
So in 2018, St. Louis police officers were indicted on federal charges. They were accused of beating an undercover colleague and all four implicated in covering up the incident. The four officers, Dustin Boone, Randy Hayes, and Christopher Myers, slammed Mr. Hall to the ground, kicked him, and beat him with metal batons, despite him being compliant and not posing a physical threat to anyone. They also uncovered messages sent between the officers, which they expressed their disdain for the protests and their excitement for the chance to beat them. In exchange, on September 15, 2017, just 2 days before the incident, Myers wrote, "Let's kick some ass," to which Boone replied, "It's going to be a lot of fun beating the hell out of these shitheads once the sun goes down and no one can tell us apart."
Fucking digging that grave. So who's paying the $20.5 million? Is it the actual police department? Is he going to see that money, or is it supposed to be the actual... police officers who beat them?
I would assume it was the insurance company.
Okay.
The insurance company pays the $23.5 million. But, wow. So, aren't police officers tipped off when there's an undercover?
They should know. Yeah.
On the scene.
And you would think he'd have a badge to show as well.
Well, no, he's undercover.
You don't carry your badge when you're undercover?
No, you don't want to get it found. Unless you're ready to make an arrest. I don't know. We watched too many crime shows.
I watched too many movies.
I got my badge up my butt crack need be, I can pull it out and arrest him.
Yeah.
So he's undercover and he gets... obviously a police officer, so I'm sure when they started arresting people, he's like he was compliant
and 100%
did what they said.
Yeah,
and then they still beat him.
Yeah,
I was just oh god.
And it was over.
I swear I'm a cop. Cops. And yeah, right, fucker.
And I'm and it's the cops that were acquitted from what I'm assuming was the unlawful shooting of another black man as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't say it, but
they're protesting a cop who got acquitted of killing a
black man. They didn't say it. They just said his name. I'm assuming that too.
Race was a part of it. Yes.
Yeah. And so then they just beat the shit out of another black man when it comes.
Police reform.
Yes.
I think we need some police reform.
Yeah, 100%. St. Louis is. Needs.
I wonder if it was in East St. Louis, because East St. Louis is bad.
Is it?
That's the bad part of St. Louis.
Kind of like Southside Chicago.
Southside Chicago, yeah.
Ugh. Gonna talk about this.
What? Polis?
Yeah. Okay, we don't have to. Like bringing work into this.
We can skip the fact that 20 people can live in a house now.
Or a one-bedroom apartment. It doesn't matter.
WNBA draft was last Monday, as predicted.
Miss Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark goes number one to the Indiana Fever. Not predicted the creepy thing the reporter says in her introductory press conference to the Indiana Fever.
Cringes.
You'll have to.
You can't see it on. If you look up the video, you can't see on the video, but apparently the guy made. So after. If you ever see Caitlin Clark after the games, makes a heart sign towards her family.
Yeah.
And apparently this guy made the heart sign towards her, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's what I say to my family, or that's what I
do to my family after every game.
And the reporter responds back, well, if you do that to me, we'll get along just fine.
And it's
Start doing that to me, and we'll get along just fine.
So cringe.
And would you ever say that to a male basketball?
No.
But then you say that to a female. That's just creepy.
It's so creepy and cringe, too. It's
demeaning as fuck.
It's so demeaning.
Yeah.
She's more than a fucking pretty face, man. She's the most talented college basketball player in fucking
ever. You basically womanized her.
Or man, yeah. She is the most talented athlete in basketball right now. She broke records not just in women's, in all basketball, college basketball around. So she's, I hate when it keeps going to like best women's college basketball player. She's a fucking college basketball player. She's an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy doing his exercises. The referee was kind of doing some like squat lunges.
Warm up the hips.
Getting ready for the game.
Doing my calisthenics.
he objectified her. Well, yeah. Is that the right word?
It is. Yeah. Objectified her.
And just that comment, you're just like, if I was Caitlin Clark, he was like, I don't want to play for Indiana anymore. Because obviously this guy covers the Indiana Fever.
Yeah.
In his apology, he said it was an oafish thing to do. And it's like, dude, there's a lot worse words to describe you, you fucking slimeball.
Yeah. Oh, he did apologize?
He made a huge apology because columnists, analysts,
and even
athletes and people everywhere were like, what the fuck, man? You know, but it was just, it seemed like kind of one of those really demeaning, you know, pat on the head.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Like,
you try doing a 3-pointer from where I can.
Yeah. From the
let's play a game of horse and see how you do.
Yeah.
The logo in the middle of the court and just throwing them down.
You write about me. I do.
Also, what came out of the WNBA draft is, well, one, Shaq says he knows the names of the women stars coming out of college more than the men, which is just kind of the signs that show the women.
This year's women's basketball is
blowing up.
Is blowing up.
So Caitlin Clark, rookie, signed a 4-year deal. They're talking about the pay discrepancy. Now, I understand the WNBA does not bring the revenue in that the NBA does.
100%, yeah.
But Caitlin Clark is going to make $78,000
a year
next season, in her first season.
In her 4-year rookie contract, she's making under $400,000.
Yes. The number one draft pick of this, Victor Wembanyama,
last year,
is making $55 million over his 4-year rookie contract.
Which, again, we can't, like, it's apples and oranges. We can't, like, expect her to be making the $55 million, but when she's making a salary of someone who's going into the office every day,
yeah,
is a little bit, it's disappointing that they can't offer the first-round draft pick at least.
It's disappointing because they are, every Indiana Fever game is already slated for national TV this season.
Yeah.
They've sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Every game.
The 6th-round draft pick in the NFL rookie makes $1 million a year.
Yeah.
In his rookie season.
People will argue that money.
And I know that's NFL, but yeah. Still.
People will argue that money is compromised by sponsorships. Like, didn't she just get a $1.1 million?
Well, she'll make $3 million this year in endorsements.
But I don't think that's a valid argument, being as her performance got her those things. Shouldn't she be paid by the league that she plays with?
Look up.
Not just depending on sponsorship.
What is the highest paid WNBA player? Look that up. That's actually something that...
I think they barely make $1 million.
Barely.
Is that your guess?
1.5?
I can't...
Highest paid players in the WNBA, Jackie Young with the Las Vegas Aces, $252,000.
Oh, shit. Wow.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well...
I get it. It's a business, and you need income to pay players. So...
People need to start... I mean, I think hopefully this is the year that people actually start going to games. We don't have a Denver team, do we?
No. The Denver team folded after a few years. There was a women's basketball team in Denver when the league started, but it folded after a couple years. It wasn't very popular.
Yeah.
But the WNBA is about to blow up.
Yeah.
And you would expect, hopefully, their salaries to go up. But this is also the reason why Brittany Griner had to go over to Russia and play in the offseason.
She was making...
supplement. Well, she obviously didn't have the endorsements Caitlin Clark is coming into the league with. But that's why she would go over to Russia to play to make more money.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, she got arrested for...
weed possession.
Well, it wasn't even...
It was a vape pen.
It was a vape pen with an empty cartridge.
It's still...
And they said it has residue on it.
I mean, you can't...
Don't fuck around in Russia.
Yeah, don't...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you think the Russian, whatever their women's basketball league is going to take a hit because the people from America don't want to go play over there anymore.
Yeah. Now there's a war raging, so no one's going over there.
But...
on free will, at least, is what I think.
But, yeah, the fact that can you look up how much revenue the WNBA makes? Because the WNBA is owned by the NBA. It's...
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they have their own commissioner and stuff, but... Right.
$200 million in revenue annually.
$200 million.
What's...
WNBA was only launched in 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's NBA revenue? Just... to put it in perspective, because $200 million isn't that.
$10
billion. Yeah, there we go. There's a reason. $200 million does not seem like that much.
Well,
when it comes to, and.
I think about trainers, coaches, players, the whole league.
Yeah.
TV contracts.
Yeah.
But we'll see next year what their revenue is.
Yeah.
Mm. With.
Oh, there's going to be little girls like wearing that jersey all over.
Of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, the WNBA is about to blow up.
Good.
Yeah.
In our feel good story for the week, I would say this is our feel good story.
No.
So. The Justice Department has to pay USA victims of Larry Nassar, where was it, 20?
I thought it was $100
million. $380 million settlement.
Yeah.
So USA Gymnastics and US Olympic and Paralympic Committee agreed to a $380 million settlement with the victims of Nassar.
Which is... amazing.
And the part of the agreement, the organizations must also make significant reforms to prevent future abuse.
And child pornography after pleading guilty.
Well, serving multiple prisoners for crimes of sexual abuse and child pornography after pleading guilty to several charges.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because when you film yourself touching a teenage girl inappropriately, that's child pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't heal what happened to some of these gymnasts.
The trauma is going to be there, but at least like they're getting they will get the money because it's from the FBI. It's not like they're awarding the money from Larry Nassar, who have this money.
Doesn't have $380
he doesn't have 30.
Dollars.
Yeah, so it's good that these victims will actually be able to have that money coming to them. But like you said. Yeah, it's never going to heal the trauma. It's nothing's going to ever go away. Mm-hmm. But this money is not just, we're saying we're going to give it to you, but you'll never see it. Like, they will actually see it because it's coming from the FBI, the actual government.
Yeah. Well, that's our feel-good story, I guess.
on
where,
a...
Where Thomas can argue that he thought Simone Biles was the main whistleblower, but...
Which she was not.
She was not. She was part of it, but...
No.
She wasn't?
She was part of it. Yeah. But she was not the main one.
No.
No. All right.
Wait a second. I was trying to look for some feel-good news, for fuck's sake.
Oh, nothing good happened.
I mean, nothing good happened.
We're in winter number six here in Colorado.
I was just going to say, it snowed last night.
What the fuck?
When it was like almost 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Hey, this says that a Canadian grandmother broke the Guinness World Record for longest plank.
How many minutes or hours?
So days.
It doesn't.
Days?
Hang on. It's on Reddit, so the only quote that they give. To clarify, she broke the woman's plank record. The longest plank by a man was 9 hours and 38 minutes. Let's see what she did.
20 minutes.
Shut up.
Somebody wrote, literally, uplifting news. How come nobody says what it was?
Just look. Just Google grandma that broke the Guinness Book of World Records. This is why I would be a way better stat person.
Then you can have my job.
Fine.
We got the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, as the NFL is relevant 12 months out of the year now.
As 4.5 hours, babe.
Four and a half hour plank. Jesus. And I can barely hold it for 2 minutes.
Now, is that plank in up, like, push-up position or like this?
This is plank.
Plank, you're on your forearms.
Yeah. That's what flexes it the most.
Okay.
Plankety plank plank. NFL draft Thursday. You excited? Yes or no?
I'm
excited for the Broncos to fuck it up.
There's a lot of speculation. They're gonna sell off 2 first-round picks
to try to get JJ
and 3 third-round picks or something to move up to number 3.
To get who?
Any fucking top 5 QB.
So. I think they were hoping J.J. McCarthy would fall to them at 13, but then with the Vikings picking 12 and the Vikings, once Kirk Cousins, they didn't re-sign him and he went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was obvious the Vikings are going after a quarterback, and then J.J. McCarthy's stock has been rising since the combine and showing highlights of him throwing touchdown passes against Nebraska. In his accuracy.
Okay. Moving on.
So
that's it for this week, guys.
No, so now they're saying J.J. McCarthy could be taken at number 5.
Really?
And so there's speculation that the Vikings are going to trade from 12 into that 5 spot to get J.J. McCarthy.
Hmm.
Now, what was weird this week was Washington, the Commanders... the Commodores, Lionel Richie's team. So they have the number 2 pick, and they brought in... So it's obvious Caleb Williams is going number 1 to the Bears.
That's kind of, yeah.
I mean,
that was my next question, was who you guys think at number 1?
He's going number 1 to the Bears. Just signed the contract now. But Washington brought in five other quarterbacks. So they brought in Jaden Daniels from LSU, Drake May from North Carolina, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, and Michael Penix Jr. from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They brought them all in, I think it was Wednesday, for whatever reason. And that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, Washington's taking Jaden Daniels. He's the second best quarterback in this draft behind Caleb Williams. But they're bringing in 4 quarterbacks, and now there's speculation. One, they might think about trading back because Michael Penix Jr. is not going to go in the top 5. He will be lucky to go in the top 20, so they might trade back to get more draft picks and then draft him later. Or they're just gauging their prospects because they want to see what Minnesota... I think Minnesota really wants J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out what Minnesota's going to do if they're going to move up. Because Arizona, or 3 is New England. They haven't said much. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to take Drake May if he's the one, the third one, the one left after the first 2 picks.
Right.
Because they obviously need a quarterback as well.
Everyone, this is like quarterback season then, obviously. Everyone needs like...
What, top five?
There's those five, and you still have Bo Nix from Oregon in there as well, who could go maybe first round, but definitely second round.
But everyone's wanting a quarterback right now. There's not really like a top defensive player that's going to go in the top five.
No, because Arizona at four has already said they're taking Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver from Ohio State.
Yeah.
They got Penix Jr. pinned at number 13 to Vegas. Excuse me.
But then there's also speculation about Las Vegas. So Jaden Daniels, before he transferred to LSU, played at Arizona State. You know who was a coach with him at Arizona State? Antonio Pierce, the head coach of the now Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's all these...
speculations.
It's funny. It's like the... you think of it as like the CIA. They put out... like, teams put out false stories to try to get other team. Fake news. They know what they're doing, but they just want to see what else. Yeah. So, it'll be an interesting draft. What's funny is, though, we get all hyped up for the draft... and then these players aren't immediate impacts.
No.
Like, first-round players, yes, they're going to start for your team. Mm-hmm. But typically you don't see your Von Millers who make an immediate impact a lot.
Right.
It takes them a couple years to develop in the
especially
league.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Especially quarterbacks.
It's shocking to me how often it does not translate at all.
Yeah. How many busts?
The best NCAA quarterbacks just aren't. Have no place in the NFL.
Well, John Elway sure can't pick a quarterback. He proved that.
What was his college?
He went to Stanford.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Drafted by the Colts.
I remember.
Threatened to go play baseball.
Refused to play, and it's still to this day called the Elway rule.
Well, didn't Eli do the same thing?
It's still called the Elway rule.
Because he the Chargers had the number one pick, and he goes, I'm not playing for the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
And
that's where what you like to say is Phyllis Rivers took over the position.
Never heard of her. Phillip Rivers, never heard of her.
Didn't Von Miller say, like, he goes, because he's like a religious guy, Phillip Rivers.
He's Mormon as fuck.
He has like 9 children.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Maybe more now.
He's not Mormon. He's Christian.
He's Christian.
He's super Christian, though. But Von Miller said one of his favorite quarterbacks to sack was Phillip Rivers because he doesn't cuss. So it'd be like when he'd sack him, he'd be like, whoopsie daisies or something like
that. Oh, Snickers.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah. And then you see him throwing those hissy fits on the sideline. Yeah. And you're just like, well,
what's he saying?
Burnt toast! Oh, frick!
Come on, guys! Yeah. We need to put an A for effort in.
Phillip fucking Rivers. Those were always fun divisional games.
Yeah. We also got the NBA and NHL playoffs starting. The NBA starting today. I think the NHL tomorrow. Yeah. Nuggets-Lakers rematch in the first round.
I'm worried.
Fuck you, Stephen A. Smith. The Nuggets aren't losing to the Lakers.
I'm still worried, though. Because they're coming out, they're saying that Lakers...
I'm coming out.
But they're saying that Nuggets have beat them the last 8 times they've played. We swept them in the playoffs last year. I just think, and especially us being the champions from last year, we've got a target on our back.
Well, yeah, we had a target on our back all year.
So...
have you seen the bruises on Jokic's fucking arms and neck? That guy gets beat the fuck up in the paint, man. And he still dominates.
Well, we'll see. They might win one game, but I don't think they're going to beat the Nuggets.
Not in the paint, they're not.
Avs got the Winnipeg. Is that who they're playing?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
But they're the 3 seed.
Should we go through all of them? Look up.
Should we go through, make our picks?
We could make picks, yeah.
Where do you want to start? NBA?
So we're playing in Denver tonight then? Nuggets game tonight here?
Let's start in the Eastern Conference of the NBA.
Okay.
Celtics against the Heat.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Celtics.
Yep. Yeah, they won the East by 13 games. Yes. They're number one seed.
But, I mean, they were number one last year and Heat beat them, didn't they? In game 7?
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler's also
injured. He's out, yeah.
And then we have the Knicks versus the Sixers, 2 versus 7.
Hmm.
But the Sixers are only 7 because Embiid went down for a few months there.
Is and he
he's
back?
He's back and healthy.
I'm so still taking the Knicks. We're doing series, right?
Yeah.
Just overall. I'm going to take Philadelphia. Hi. Hi.
I'm going to take Philadelphia. I think they upset the Knicks. We have the Bucks at the Pacers.
Excuse me.
Now, if you remember, the Bucks were the number one team in the East when they fired their coach, hired Doc Rivers, and have barely gone 500 since Doc Rivers became the coach.
How are they number three then?
Because they barely went 500 with Doc Rivers.
Huh.
I still have the Bucks winning this.
I'm going to have the Bucks too.
I'm taking the Pacers. Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not healthy, right?
Yeah, he's playing.
He's playing, but he's not healthy.
He's healthy. No one's healthy this time of year.
Yeah.
He's not practicing.
Oh, Giannis remains out of live drills.
Okay, Pacers. I'm choosing Pacers.
It's Pacers.
And then the game that just started, the Cavaliers versus the Magic. I don't know anything about either of these teams.
I'm going to go with Cleveland. I don't know.
Taking Orlando.
I'm going to go Orlando as well.
Cleveland does get the final home game.
Yeah.
Cleveland gets 7, so that's something.
Switching to the Western Conference, we have number one Oklahoma City Thunder at the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion injured his hamstring the other night against, was it Sacramento? Or LA? Somebody?
Mm, I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
It's OKC, hands down.
I agree. Denver at the Lakers.
Let's go Nugs.
Denver.
Oh, okay. The T-Wolves versus the Suns. That's going to be Garnett. What? That's a tough one.
That's a tough pick.
I'm going to go with Phoenix.
I'm going to go with Phoenix, too. For Adrian.
Adrian.
For who?
Adrian.
Shout out to Adrian and Raquel.
Oh. Do they listen to the show?
I doubt it.
We'll put him in the...
We'll have to tell him.
We'll have to tell him.
I'm going to go Minnesota here. Clippers-Mavs, 4-5 matchup.
Let me go with Clippers.
Fucking Dallas.
I got to go Clippers.
Luka is going to fucking light up.
All right.
Now we're doing hockey.
Hockey, which I know nothing about, so. Atlantic Division, Panthers, Lightning.
I'm going to go with Lightning. Thomas?
Florida. Panthers, not Tampa Bay, Florida. Warm weather hockey is fucking stupid.
What is A1 versus WC1? What does that mean? Wild card?
Wild card.
Oh. I gotta go with the Panthers. Bruins at the Maple Leafs.
That's gonna be a gnarly series.
I think it's gonna be Bruins.
For Boston, John. And PG, I'll take the Bruins.
Boston.
I'm going to take the Leafs because they have one of the longest running droughts and they had some, like, the last three seasons have been fucking heartbreaking for them. They keep making it and they keep getting shot down. I think they're due.
The Rangers against the Capitals.
Rangers.
Talk about a drought.
Yeah. Aren't they the number one team entering the Stanley Cup playoffs?
No.
Carolina at the Islanders.
I'm going to go with the Islanders.
Canes for sure. They've also had a rough couple of seasons in the post.
I'll go with Carolina.
Canes are taking it.
On to our side, we have the... Wow, Dallas at Vegas. Ugh. Vegas made it as a wild card. Didn't they win the Stanley Cup last year?
That's what I said earlier. I'm going to go with Dallas. Ooh.
They're going to get waxed.
Who?
Vegas. They're going to get waxed. I'm not taking Vegas. I'm taking Dallas, which both of them are disgusting.
Disgusting.
I hate both, but I'll take Dallas. Yeah. Lesser two weevils.
Yeah.
Winnipeg at Colorado.
Colorado.
Let's go Avs. That's going to be a fucking tooth and nail series, though.
It's going to be like the Stanley Cup that you want to see.
I mean, every game in the postseason of hockey is fucking gnarly, but that's going to be a...
Vancouver against Nashville.
Vancouver.
Fuck the Vancouver.
You're going with Nashville?
No, I just hate Vancouver.
Why?
Because of Bertuzzi. The hit on Steve Moore.
Oh. Mm. Who was the player that... when the Nashville Predators played us in the playoffs, this is like 5 years ago.
PK Subban?
The French guy who was the dirty player, yeah?
Subban?
PK Subban?
Probably.
He's a fucking dirty player. Not as bad as Marchand, but I don't care what fucking anybody says. Marchand is the dirtiest player in all of hockey.
Who?
Brad Marchand.
Who does he play for?
He's with Boston forever.
Oh. Edmonton against the Kings.
Edmonton.
Oilers. They're going to fucking crush them.
Shout out to my friend Mike in California. Fuck the Kings.
Yeah, Connor McDavid will win that.
Yep.
And then I think that's it.
That is it for our picks. We'll see who advances.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, it's going to be a while before we know who our picks are for this, because...
So I really wanted Fonzo to be here. But I got something for you, Judge.
For picking it on the nose. It's your $50.
Looks like drinks are on me today.
Let's make a deal. You can take the $50, or you can come to this show with us tonight for free.
Take the $50. Or do both.
Because Tito's bailing.
Just take the $50.
Tito's bailing?
Yeah, he's got like a really big, whatever. He's got a meeting tonight where he's going to make some money on the side.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tito was supposed to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Johnny. Johnny bought his ticket.
Oh.
So we have an extra ticket. But I would give this to Johnny for your ticket.
No. Take the $50 and then...
Give me the $50. I want my money.
Give me my money, bitch.
All right, the game's over. I'm fucking broke.
Should have started the game in the first place.
Make sure Fonz know I paid you.
1 hour, 4 minutes.
1 hour...
Stop looking at the clock.
All right. That's all we got time for this week.
Get well, Fonz.
Get well, Fonz.
Have a good week.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
See ya.